From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You probably didn't notice when a bit of quantum mechanics crept into your personal computer about 10 years ago. That's when hard drives switched over from regular old electronic devices to ones that exploit spookier properties of matter. Well, this year's Nobel Prize in Physics is going to the two men who made that happen. And NPR's Richard Harris has our story.
Peter Grünberg at the Jülich Research Center in Germany didn't set out to change the world, or even your computer, when he started experimenting with electric currents and magnetic fields in the 1980s.
You're looking for interesting physics, interesting effects in these structures, without having in view really applications.
Grünberg experimented with new materials and discovered that if he put them into a strong magnetic field, that would strongly affect the way electricity flowed through them. He realized that could be incredibly useful in devices like computer hard drives, for example, where tiny electric currents and magnetic fields are used to retrieve information. So he went right out and filed a patent. Shortly thereafter, he went to a scientific meeting and discovered that he wasn't the only one tinkering away on this. There he met French scientist Albert Fert.
And he realized that we had found the same effect at that conference because we had both seminars describing all the results, and then we realized that it is the same effect.
The two went from strangers to collaborators and eventually became fast friends. And today, the two men are sharing the glory of the Nobel Prize in Physics. Albert Fert was swept up in so many festivities today at the French National Center for Scientific Research, we couldn't catch up with him. But we did hear from a friend and collaborator, experimentalist Jack Bass at Michigan State University.
Albert is an experimentalist also, but such a bright experimentalist that he can do theoretical analysis.
Albert Fert was able to explain how the phenomenon he and Grünberg discovered was tapping into the world of quantum mechanics. In short, the flow of electrons through these materials was based not only on their familiar properties as particles that carry around electric charge, but also on a mysterious quantum mechanical property of electrons called spin. That was the physics that won these two the prize. The practical part is more obvious.
Within less than a decade of their discovery, it became the device which reads the magnetic memory in a hard drive.
And this new generation of hard drive readers is the secret behind the huge storage space on our computers that's now commonplace. It was, pardon the expression, a quantum leap in computer technology. Nitin Samarth at Penn State University says those hard drives could soon be overtaken by even newer technologies, but the next steps, too, were inspired by the Nobel Prize work.
Just having this phenomenon discovered in a particular context really inspired me and several of my colleagues to pursue similar avenues in other types of systems.
For example, physicists are trying to use these broad ideas to engineer new chips so computers can boot up instantly. Samarth also says the discovery makes it a lot easier to teach his students about the seemingly esoteric world of quantum mechanics.
Now, I can just refer to their iPod. That's, you know, what better example to convey to a student, you know, about how remarkably important the quantum mechanical view of the universe is, because it directly affects things that you use on a daily basis.
The Nobel Prize for this work caps an extraordinary year for Fert and Grünberg. Earlier, the pair won two other major prizes for their work, the Wolf Prize and the Japan Prize. Grünberg says he's celebrating tonight with German wine, and it's a good bet champagne is flowing in Paris. Richard Harris, NPR News.